The Cost of Breaking the Rules. Mary Robinette Cowell. In 2005, I was fortunate enough to attend Orson Scott Card's literary boot camp. I'd read his books, Characters and Viewpoint, and How to Write Science Fiction and Fantasy, but his boot camp itself was a transformative experience. Before boot camp, I felt as though I could write a good story by accident, and afterward, as though I could write one on purpose. Card explained the rules and how fiction worked so clearly that it had gone from being a mysterious process to being something repeatable. After the camp, I pulled out my battered copy of Ender's Game and reread it because I wanted to see how he applied the rules that he just taught us. I was stunned. Card breaks the rules all over the place. Pretty much every piece of wisdom I'd received in his boot camp, he took and inverted at least once in the book. One of the things he told us on day one was, "If you catch yourself being wise, put it into the mouth of a fool." But on the second page, he gives Ender, who is anything but a fool, this bit of wisdom. It was a lie, of course, that it wouldn't hurt a bit. But since adults always said it when it was going to hurt, he could count on that statement as an accurate prediction of the future. Sometimes, lies were more dependable than the truth. Card has to establish Ender as being really smart, so he has to give him moments of wisdom that are beyond his years. And that's just the beginning of the rule-breaking. What I eventually realized, though, was that when Card broke the rules, it was for a reason that served the story. In many ways,